This is 1320 WILS Wallet Hub. You know, they come out with these reports and studies, and a new one finds that the city of Detroit is the most stressed out city in the country. This after ranking it one of the country's rudest cities. Aaron Foley is a Detroit native, a freelance writer living in the city, author of the book How to Live in Detroit Without Being a Jackass. Aaron, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Mike. Glad to be on the show again.
Now, when someone's acting like a jackass, can you tell right away?
Yeah, sometimes you can, actually.
Like, what are they doing? What are they doing that makes you think that?
They are changing the names of neighborhoods, even if the neighborhood already has a name. They are saying people don't live in Detroit anymore when there are 700,000 people living in the city, things like that, I think. Can let me know right away.
And how long have you lived in Detroit?
I'm 31, so a majority of those 31 years,
Most, except when I was up.
Yeah.
And how,
I did go to state, though.
Did you? You went right here into East Lansing, took a break, and back to Detroit.
Yep.
What do you think, in terms of the changes in the last, let's say, 2-3 years, what would you say is happening in the city in your view?
I think the city is progressing. It's getting slightly better at a faster rate than in years past. That's not to say that there isn't a lot of work to do, but there's definitely a lot of excitement. I think when maybe 2 years ago, a lot of energy was focused downtown. Now people are realizing that there's value in the areas outside of downtown, too. So you're seeing a lot of alliances and coalitions. Bringing development. I was literally interviewing a contractor earlier this morning who mentioned there's going to be some new housing in some of the west side neighborhoods.
Well, there's
in the city,
certainly a lot of areas that could use development. One of the factors of the stress, they say, is safety concerns. How do you feel right now, would you say, being out and about at night in Detroit?
You know what? It's a case-by-case basis, as it's always been in Detroit. There are some neighborhoods you don't want to be caught out at night, but then there are some places where you feel a little bit safer.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, there's a lot of personal common sense to be taken into account as well. You know, like, keep your eyes out, you know, don't, you know, leave valuables and, you know, in plain sight, things like that. Yeah. But yeah, I mean,
have you been a victim of crime yourself in Detroit? Or
I have, you know, I left a bag. There wasn't anything in it, but it was in the trunk of my car. And a lot of cars were hit that night. Someone had the remote control that could easily, you know, send a signal to. And I was in a good neighborhood, too. So I was surprised.
Oh, they actually found a way to unlock your car, you're saying?
Yeah. You know, it was one of those things like no windows broken, no obvious damage. But my trunk was clearly rifled through. And it had been a concern in that neighborhood for a while where you can take like a key fob or something like that and you know how you
kind of
they used
open
to
them electronic? Well, look, at least they didn't break your window. That would have cost a bit to fix.
Absolutely, yeah.
Tell me this, Aaron. Aaron Foley, by the way, freelance writer in Detroit. Having that distinction, do you agree with that, that Detroit is the most stressed out city in the country?
There's lots of reasons to be stressed. I mean, parents are stressed out because the schools aren't performing well. Residents are stressed out because they're waiting on abandoned homes to be taken down. People that are moving into Detroit are stressed because they're worrying about, you know, whether their cars are going to be broken into. So, yeah, I would say this, in spite of some of the optimism and the energy, there's legitimate reasons to be stressed out.
Well, why would you say you still live in Detroit?
It's my hometown. I mean, why do you live in Lansing?
Well, it's a safe place, a pleasant place to be. Would you say the same about Detroit?
I would say, you know, I would say it's a pleasant place. Would I say it's a safe place? I wouldn't say it's an unsafe place. I live in Detroit because I believe that Detroit can be brought back to the Detroit I knew as a youth. You know, I grew up in a great neighborhood. The neighborhood that I grew up in still stands, you know, no abandonment, no vacancies, anything like that. And there's lots of stories to be told. Similar to mine. That's why I live in Detroit. That's why all my friends from high school have gone to Nashville and Atlanta and Lansing and came back.
Tell me this, the new residents, the young folks that are moving into the city, would you say that's changing things for the better?
Starting to, yes. I think you had sort of this first wave of young people who weren't from Detroit, who have you know, they made some stumbles. I think what you're seeing now.
Are they mostly white residents too, the new ones?
Yeah, they are. And that's not to say that white people aren't welcome in Detroit. Anybody is welcome to live there. But one thing that we're not usually talking about is Detroit natives who are sort of rising to power in city government and other community coalitions who have grown up in the city, and they can take their experiences from having lived in the city, from having, you know, being third and fourth generation Detroiters, and bring those experiences to the table. You know, I went to high school with a guy that works for the county, went to high school with another girl who's the one of the attorneys in the mayor's office, things like that. Another.
And what are you saying? The new residents, a lot of times they don't respect that somehow, or
they don't. I mean, I think that not all new residents, but certainly a lot of new residents tend to, you know, treat Detroit like a playground. You know, like treating it like, oh, this is our personal space to change the names of neighborhoods, drive up rental prices, do things that neighbors don't like. You know, have loud parties where they invite people.
Is that would you say mostly the new white residents versus the black residents, or
more often than not? I mean, this is not to say that you know, there aren't problems across all people, but there have, you know, the stories you hear more often are from people who have lived in neighborhoods for a long time, and they're not getting the same kind of respect from their newer neighbors rather than their older ones.
It's that Wallet Hub study just out today. Detroit, the most stressed-out city in the country. Aaron Foley, freelance writer, has lived basically his entire life in the city of Detroit, and author of the book How to Live in Detroit Without Being a Jackass. Aaron, thanks.
Yep, thanks, Mike.